Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Alltime Plastics Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aseem. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Shruti. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of DAM Capital, it's a pleasure to host all of you on Alltime Plastics Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call. From the management side, we have Mr. Kailash Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Nilesh Shah, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Manish Ghatani, Chief Financial Officer. I'll hand over the call to Mr. Kailash Shah for his opening remarks, post which we can open for the Q&A. Thanks, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you, Aseem. Good evening, everyone. My name is Kailash Shah. I'm the Chairman and Managing Director of Alltime Plastics Limited. Just to give you a brief introduction for those who are not aware of our company in case they are on the call today. We are a plastic injection molding factory having three plants in Silvassa, Daman, and Khatalwada in Gujarat, and predominantly export business is what we are into. We have highly automated facilities with long-standing customer relationships, product design experiences, and around 2,200 workforce which is working for the company. On the business, I would like to say from the numbers perspective initially that our Q2 numbers were closed at 147 crores. It was at 12.5% on Q2 to Q2. The H1 number closed at 305 crores. From H1 to H1 comparison, we have a growth of 17%. A little bit on the market update overall. The international market where we operate currently has its own challenges which we are all aware of, and we have been sailing through it quite okay up to now, and we look forward for having good customer connects and good orders in the future coming as we move ahead. The last call, we had mentioned about a few new customers got added in our territory, and we're happy to inform that those customers' businesses have now fructified, and we have gone into the next stage of engagement with them for developing products for them in this new category. Also happy to inform that we've closed one good business with an Australian market, which is a new market for us, and there also we presume to have a high growth traction in the future to come. Other updates from the factory front at Manikpura, Khatalwada plant, which we used to previously call Manikpur, just for sake of convenience, I want to clarify that we are calling the same Manikpur plant as Khatalwada plant because it's the right village which comes into that area, so people do not get misunderstood on that. The expansion of the factory building is on track, and we are closing the factory building expansion by December and January first week. The expansion will be completed. The administrative block expansion is also on track, and that also we will complete in time. In terms of our capacity, we have now in September end quarter, we've come up to the capacity of 37,000 metric tons. The machines of that phase got installed in the last week of September, and our new machines are also under installation, which will further add up our capacities as per our planned ideas. Also happy to inform something on the trade side that the company was awarded from one of our very prestigious customers. We received the award for COPD. This is like the award for country of production diversity, which one of our customers has a program like Target is our customer who has given this honor that as per their program of moving from China Plus One strategy and looking at new markets, Alltime has been recognized for the diversification and the good work which we have done in terms of operational excellence and agility in our dealings with Target. So this has been a good motivating factor for us. Apart from that, there are a few more awards which we have received, which is covered in our presentation. Little bit of update on the bamboo business also I would like to share here, that from our pilot project, our bamboo samples have now been approved by one of our large customers, and we've received our trial order, which will be shipped in terms of the last quarter of this month from our pilot facility currently of this year. And we will be shipping those parts. That is, right now it's in the final stages of quality and validations, which is happening currently on the business. This covers the general update of the whole business up to now. And as we come through the session, we will update you on the further questions, which I will be happy to answer. Manish is there with me, so he can take up with the our CFO, Manish Gattani, is here, so we can take up with the financial side. Thank you. Should I wait for any questions?
Good evening, everyone. This is Manish Gattani, CFO of All Time Plastics Limited. I will give you update about the financials. So our gross margin has declined from quarter one to quarter two, from 39.27 to 36.18. So the reason for that 3% down is mainly due to the customer mix change. The customers who are having higher margin, the sales of those customers has gone down in Q2. And the customers where we are having lesser margin, the sale of those customers has gone up. Apart from that, there is one of the case where around 3.3 crore of raw material we have sold, as the projection forecast was not available. So we have sold as one of case. So 0.83 GP margin down is due to that one transaction. So that is on the gross margin. As for EBITDA, the EBITDA has gone down as the fixed expenses has started incurring in Manikpur and Guwahati. But the sales, as demand was less, so the sales was not as expected. So that fixed cost has contributed to going down the EBITDA substantially. But then now the sales is on track, so it will be again at the same level what we used to do. So, and then on the utilization of IPO funds, so we have paid 95% of the debt with as per the object. So out of that, 95% we have paid, and remaining will be paying in this Q3. So debt equity now stands at 0.2. Debt equity ratio is standard 0.2 now. And the utilization of the available capacity is 83% for the Q2. The capacity has increased by 4,000 metric ton as it was at the last end of the Q2 quarter, so we have not considered for utilization of that capacity. It was in the last week of September, 4,000 additional capacity we have done. Any update? Dinesh bhai will give the update on the domestic market.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Nilesh here. And on the domestic market front, we have been doing well. The overall growth pie is up, and we have got a shift of almost 2% in our contribution pie from H1 of 25 to H1 of 26. So overall growth has been good, and we're looking forward for future growth also in this space, in the domestic space. And I think now we are over to questions to open up for everyone, please. I'll hand over to Kailash.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ananya from Thinkwise Wealth. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My first question was a little bit more clarity on gross margins. Sir, even last year Q2, the gross margins were quite lower than the rest of the year. So is there some kind of seasonality in Q2 or something? Yeah, that's my first question.
Last year Q2 gross margin, yeah, the seasonality is not there in our business. It doesn't impact that much, but yeah, it's very small. But yeah, Q2 goes a little down as compared to other quarters. But that is less, that not that much, marginal.
So sir, in this quarter, was there some international weakness or something that impacted like weaker quarter or something?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
Was there some weakness in the international market, US
yes.
or Europe?
Yeah.
So the clients that are low margin, can I assume it was the international side?
Yeah, it was on the international side, not on domestic side.
Okay, okay, understood. Can you elaborate on B2C, how the growth has been in this quarter? How much the margin differential is in B2C versus B2B? And if the realization is any different?
Okay, so the margins when B2C it is little better as compared to B2B. Previous to this, yeah. So previous quarter, you are talking about Q2 of last year and Q2 of this year, or Q1 to Q2.
No, so in general, B2C margins are better than B2B, right?
Yes, B2C margins are better than B2. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So, is it like, can you give an idea of how much they are higher?
So, it depends on the customer. Even if in B2C there are large customers, then the margins are little lower. But then, depends on the customer and volume. So if volume is low, then margin is definitely higher. And volume is more, then margins are less.
Okay, okay. So, sir, like if the realization for B2C is 213 per kg, so then how much would it be for B2C?
So, it depends. Like, it might be 270 or 260. So, depending on the customer. So,
okay.
Just to give an example, yeah, if it is 200, so it might be 250, 260. So, that way, the difference is.
Okay, sir, understood. Right. One last question I had. Sir, in FY25, your realization has really dipped. It used to be 225, 228, okay. And FY25, and since then, it's been in the range of 213. So,
yeah.
Any reason for this? Yeah.
The reason for that to decline of the realization. Yeah, so material is also, because we are passing on the material, if the material cost has also gone down, then we are passing to the customers. So that is one of the reasons. And apart from that, the customer mix and all. So if big customers are there, then the realization is lesser. So because of that, that has shifted.
Okay, okay, understood, sir. So your top client, how much was the contribution this quarter, if you can share?
63%.
63%. Okay. Has it gone YOY, like compared to Q2 last year?
Q2 last year, yeah, it has increased. It has increased.
Yeah. How much, if you could share, how much was it last year?
3.5%.
Sorry, could you repeat?
3.5% has increased. It was
59. Increased.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, sir. Thank you. Those are my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maniyar Harshit, an investor. Please proceed.
Hello, management team. Good afternoon. So my first question is that how is the impact of US tariff in sales and profitability in this quarter? And what are the steps you are taking to mitigate this impact? And my second question is that you receive a bamboo product order. So how much revenue we are targeting in this year?
So as for the impact of US tariff on the margins, I will answer that question. So it is very minimum. around 0.2% out of that 3%, as the US share is lesser, and we have not up to H1, so the US market share is lesser, so, and we have not passed on that much discounts for the US tariff, but then it, a little bit is there, but not that much. It is around 0.2 out of that 3% which we have, that gross margin has gone down. As for bamboo numbers, as of now we can't tell, but yes, we have secured orders, good number of orders from our one of our biggest customer. So we are in the process. Right now these orders will be served from the pilot plant, and now we are in the process of putting up the entire commercial plant, so it will take time. So right now we can't comment on how much will be the number. So once that materializes, then only we'll be able to. And as for the, your other question, Kailash Bhai will ask.
About the overall tariff position, definitely we have more tariff relaxation which we are expecting, and if it happens it will help us in the business for sure. But some of our customers, if you see in the next two quarters, we have bagged some orders from our clients which are US clients only. We added one client last quarter, and also if you look at Target, they awarded us with the award for the best diversification supplier, where we are engaging them very well for the next two quarters also. But the competitiveness, once the tariff is in our favor or the agreements are signed or the duties are reduced, our opportunities to gather more business from those markets will increase.
Okay, sir. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Keshav. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. So will we see the gross margins coming back to 40-41%, or is there something that has changed in the structure of our costing to our clients?
No, the costing structure has not changed. And for our 41% is our one-off time, but our average is around 39 to 40, what we, our history is, the GP margins. So yeah, it will take some time to reach there, but as a strategy, we are increasing the capacity, and we are entering into new categories, we are approaching new customers, so definitely we want to be competitive and we want to get those business. So strategically, we are giving some competitive prices, but definitely those competitive prices will be covered up by the operational efficiency we'll get. So we expect that EBITDA will be maintained, maybe a little dip in the GP margin, but so it has been rewarded also. We have secured big orders, so which are coming into this coming quarters, the deliveries. So yes, so that will help us to utilize the additional capacity which we are putting up. Operational efficiency definitely will give us the EBITDA margins.
As we ramp up our capacities in our new plant, we'll have to be balancing in terms of capacity and the margin structures, and that is how we will diversify our programs in terms of our product development cycles and customer cycles. But we are too early in the new plant stage right now. So once that happens and everything kicks in, what Manish just said, it will be better for sure.
Okay, and sir, this 18-19% which we've historically done, what is the timeline to go back to that trajectory?
So once we achieve this optimal utilization of the additional capacity, we will be there. And we look forward to get there very soon. So right now, so we can't comment on that. But then, yeah, the additional capacity we start utilizing to optimal level, it will be there. It will be there.
Okay, and sir, this so I was seeing that our sales to UK have been flat over the last 3 years. So post this FTA, do you feel that growth will kickstart now?
UK market FTA, we never had an impact because our products were never having duties for that market. So the FTA impact is not there, but the UK whole market is very sluggish. Overall UK economy is sluggish, which is impacting us slightly in those territories.
Okay, so any benefit you foresee in a similar stride from EU FTA or even that market is?
FTA, sorry, I thought you were talking of U.K. UAE FTA, we are eagerly looking forward, and we definitely feel we will have a great advantage with EU FTA happening because we have our business does drive by European Union market today, and we would be more competitive than our competitors in China for our landed cost. Once that gets signed off, it will be a big advantage for the company. Also, for our current customers, their landed cost and everything, there will be an advantage to gather more market share.
Okay, all right, sir. And sir, on the bamboo houseware project, can you help understand whether it is possible to replicate the Chinese price points right from the raw material to logistics to the final product cycle? Because they've almost the entire market to them. So what's your view on whether we can be cost competitive there?
So what happens is in China, the market has matured a lot in terms of bamboo growers are separate, bamboo board manufacturers are separate, and article manufacturers are separate as the landscape has evolved there in the last 10 years. Currently, we are one of the first starters in terms of doing everything by our own, right from sourcing to manufacturing the board to manufacturing the products. Now, coming to the price point, the competitiveness, immediately in the first few years, we might not be so competitive in terms of to match China prices. But if I want to say that if I want to manufacture boards and look at board prices, CIF China to India, and our board cost, we are very, very competitive at that level if someone wants to pick up boards from our company. But we would like to diversify the bamboo business into many article ranges because it doesn't call for huge mold investments, which plastic does. And we would also like to capitalize our bamboo business with plastic integration, where we can give value-added products, which betters our realization with a plastic and a bamboo combination and with silicone and other combinations. So our teams are working on new product designs and developments, and we'll start shortly pitching to our prospective customers on the bamboo business. Definitely our products have come out well from the quality perspective. That is why one of our customers have already approved the product and we are going into the next stage, which itself gives us a lot of confidence on the hard work which we have put up to now.
Sure. And sir, lastly, do you think the Indian market for us can become something like 25 to 30% in the next 5 years, considering the aspiration place of being validated by the likes of IKEA expanding in the country now?
Yes, we are absolutely right. Even our own internal targets to diversify India is on radar, and we wish to, currently our share is around 17%. We wish to move it to 25%, the needle to go up to 25%. And IKEA business will also grow on its own as the space of what the stores they open. So we cannot... But each store opening does give us more potential to grow into those markets with the current set of products what we have. So our diversification in terms of developing new products for the domestic market is happening well, and that is how we see the growth numbers also happening in the domestic business.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot for answering all my questions. I'll come back in the queue.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Agam. From Agam Assets. Please proceed.
Yeah, so most of the questions are answered. Just can you talk on the front of the realization front for the bamboo thing, and how big can this opportunity be down the line, let's say 5 years down the line, 3 to 5 years down the line? How can the bamboo products be, how big can this opportunity be?
So it is, this opportunity is very big because we will also have the first mover of advantage in this area, and we foresee that within a few years, once we structure, it could be as big as and as comparable to our current businesses what we are running into in terms of volume.
In terms of margin, this should be much better than the existing one, right?
Sure, it's slightly better, and then innovation will count here in terms of how we innovate and blend the products to get better margins on the product segmentation.
And is there any Indian peer or anyone who has scaled up in bamboo products?
Currently, no Indian player has scaled up in this. There are some few board factories who do very crude manufacturing, and no one has scaled up to the level at what we are getting into, and getting into arrangements with farmers, cultivators, and stuff like that to have a steady supply chain to be secured. That's the most important part in bamboo. And we are doing a lot of work on that area with government agencies, private partnerships, farmers, cooperatives, and all that area. And also the markets for bamboo currently, if we say it's not developed into India, because it's an expensive product per se, and matured markets are buying those, and we have an edge that all our current set of customers are also bamboo customers, and it will be a good win for us to go and approach them very easily, because it's otherwise difficult if exporters are not there into this business.
I agree to hear that. And just the last question. So this B2C mix has gone up by 2%. So what do we see this mix to be for next couple of years?
I can just give it to Nilesh.
Hi, Agam. B2C has definitely going to be a growth factor ahead. And as Kalesh already said, that we are at 17. And that pie we are expecting to grow towards to the 25% as our strategy. That's where we are.
Okay. With this B2C going up, so margins can also have an uptake, right?
Yes. Yes. So both ways it is true. So high volume businesses of Manish expressed will always have some margin challenges. And spread of the business will definitely call for better margins. So it will always be a mix in the structure.
Okay. This helps a lot. Thanks a lot.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirali from Unique PMS. Please proceed.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the capacity ramp up. So we are adding new capacity. So 4,000 is already added, and by FY27 we'll reach 52,500. So how quickly can we ramp up this capacity?
So right now, to the 2000, as per the prospectus, we are on line with that. So by FY26, it will be 46,500, and remaining 6,000 will be in 27. So it will be 52,500. To ramp up the capacity, we need to decide on the mix of the machines also, which depends on the forecast, orders, categories and all. So it takes time, and then machine delivery also takes time. So that's why we are clear on 46,500, but 6,000 will decide in, once we decide for the business of 26-27. But then 46,500, what we have declared in the prospect, that we are going to do by this 25-26.
Right. No, I was talking about operational-wise. So how quickly can we ramp up the production on to the optimum utilization?
So depends from 6 months to 12 months it takes, because the mix of products will come and then change over and all, everything. So six months to 1 year's time it will take. Kalesh will add up.
Just a little bit of clarity on that. Generally, in terms of productivity and the machines what run, we are running at a good level in terms of those efficiencies. It's about the ramp up in terms of business and the new project development cycle that takes a little longer to stabilize. So otherwise, our Khatalwada plant is also running quite right now at 70% utilization level right now.
Okay, that's good to know. And secondly, on the margins, just a little bit of more clarification. So if I look at EBITDA, some things have been passed through the gross margin because of customer mix and the 3.3 crore impact that you mentioned. And then there is some impact of the additional fixed cost because the new capacity has not been ramped up. So yes. If I look at a near term, say like the full year FY26 and 27, what will be the sustainable EBITDA margins for us? Because we are going to still further add capacity, right? So how should we look at it? And I'm assuming from FY28, then we should be able to go back to that 18-19%?
Yeah, so that is for sure. What we have been doing, we'll be achieving that. So we expect that we'll be doing it quite early. So we are sure that once we put this, because the fixed cost which we have done is mostly done, so fixed cost will not increase that much now. even if we increase the machines, so now the capacity will increase, then it will definitely contribute to the EBITDA level. So we'll be able to achieve what we have been doing. So I think very early we'll be able to do that.
Okay, okay, perfect. And my last question is on this. We have mentioned that we have received orders from two new customers via the JV. So if you can talk a bit about it, how is the potential there? What do we plan to do? A little bit of more elaboration on that will be helpful.
Yeah, so these are two customers. One was from USA. That's not a very large customer, but it was a good breakthrough for future requirements. And the other customer is from Australia, which we have closed the order. And there the market opportunity is very big for us in terms of the size of the market and the customer supplying to various big companies in that market. So the opportunity is very huge in that market because it's a new market for us.
Okay. And here the designing will be taken care of by our JV partner, right? And our job will be to produce in our factory?
It works in both manners. So the order what we have received is for existing all-time articles, SKUs, where we didn't have to do any designing. And the existing products itself, they were so interesting for them that they picked up off the shelf. We are also working on projects with them in terms of designing, which both the companies do it together. It is not that all JV customers designing will be always done by the JV partner. It depends on the time and the effort and the ability or the skill set. Which team has better, they will do the job.
Perfect. Yeah, I know that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijan. Please proceed.
Hi. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
One small question. Good evening. During our previous interaction, we had mentioned that our the cost essentially is the same as the Chinese factories. So let's assume that trade deal with India happens with the US and we have a substantial tariff advantage. Will it be able to actually ramp up our capacity faster and have a bump up in our margins, or we are planning to be more competitive with respect to prices?
We will have to do it both ways. See, the capacity constraint will be debottlenecking with how we are expanding at Khatalwada, and the whole plant was to ramp up this capacity when the opportunity comes up of these larger markets. When we said that in the last call that we are as competitive as China, we mean that a factory with similar scale and size, we are competitive, which these kind of customers do approach. So from the perspective of whether this ramp up if a new order comes from a large customer in USA, will our plant be able to handle? We are sure we'll be able to handle because we are creating that kind of infrastructure to come up and we don't have to wait for machines to arrive and stuff to do. Otherwise, the customers really don't give that much of a window of a time if you are not ready. They want it within 8 days or 8 weeks or something or 12 weeks, everything to be delivered.
Right.
Okay. This capacity what we are expanding is really going to help us in securing those businesses which we were not able to do at the point of time before this plant had not started.
Right. And we are planning to have only long-term orders, or we are going to take one-offs also, even if it is a large customer?
It will be very strategic. We could be going with some short-term orders also. If we look at this customer has got a long-term vision, then we would position ourselves in that manner. And more will be a long-term business as what we do, but in the domestic market and spread of diversification of geographies in terms of customer concentration is also what we are working upon. That we will try to revive our Middle East markets, we will try to revive other markets where we can approach more and have more diversification on our platter.
Okay, sorry, I'll just switch in one more question. Regarding the extra concentration that we have with our largest customer, if the US ramp-up does not happen because if the tariff gets delayed or whatever, do you think we'll be able to reduce our dependence on that because we have more capacity now, or that doesn't seem likely?
Yes, we will work with other customers, but the speed will get slow. That only happens because otherwise the direction will be the same, because we would not like to even lose out on our current customers in terms of growth or opportunities which come in. Because you need to be sure that you don't lose out on opportunities and just say that I would want to do it because of this. because ultimately
of course,
we have to, yeah, because we are in a journey where we are trying to balance the top line and the bottom line both. So initial we will be going aggression and then balance of the category as we how we have done in the past, that add value added products and do it.
Thank you. That's awesome. And best of luck for the future.
Also, we added one customer in Japan. We closed one order. I did not remember at that point of time. So one Japanese retailer we have closed now. So that's also a new market for us now.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhant Jain from Yes Security. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi team. Good afternoon. So,
good afternoon.
Our exit capacity for FY26, as you mentioned, would be 46,500 metric tons. So we expect to start using them at optimum utilization by the end of FY27. Is that the right understanding?
Yes. Fourth quarter of FY27.
Fourth quarter of FY27. Correct. From your perspective, we had mentioned that we are looking to replace our manual injection molding machines to electric automatic machines. So, just wanted to understand, how does this help? It helps us in terms of costing, or it helps us in terms of higher throughput, or both? I mean, just your few cents on it.
So, we are not replaced. We don't have manual machine. Manual machines where my dad started the business 50 years ago. We are doing investments into all electric machines. That does help us into terms of overall sustainability, in terms of having lesser cost of production, because the power cost is literally 50-60% lesser than conventional machines. It has higher repeatability, reliability and higher productivity. So that is how, with that base in mind, in the last 10-11 years, whatever investments we have done in technology, which will help us sustaining the global competition.
Understood. And for next year, FY27, like you said, that our margins right now, EBITDA margins are around 10-odd%, and eventually we'll take it back to where we were, 18%. So can we expect that to happen next year, or that will happen in FY28? Because there's new capacity that is going to keep coming in the second half and next year as well. So that added cost shall also be hitting our EBITDA that point in time. So how should we look at it?
So it will be a mix again. It will gradually ramp up, and we also expect that within that period, bamboo will also kick in. So a blended margin, which we, if we make a right blended margin, then we can ramp that up much faster. We cannot comment on that right now.
Understood. And also, I mean, anything that you are aspiring, what could be a possible geographical mix going, because right now, luckily, we don't have a higher exposure to US, but we are targeting customers in the US, and you've also closed one right now. So what could be a possible geographical mix going forward? And or
so,
what do you internally aspire to have?
Internally, we would like to have that between the all, like USA is right now at 9-10%. Even if it goes up to 15-20%, it is fine. That will automatically reduce the dependence on the other geographies. But we cannot avoid the US market. It's a large market and we have not been there up to now. So ignoring that market would not be wiser, but we would also concentrate on the domestic market for sure, in terms of ramping up the domestic distribution and also the domestic market play, because that's also ramping up nicely. And now customers here in India, and we will also work on more areas in where we are close geographies, where we are near to our markets, rather than having the supply chain risk of going into countries which we are very far off. So that's a long-term thought, that try to get in business with the geographies which are more closer, more freight-friendly, and design products in that manner.
Understood. And if you could just throw some light on what could be the possible reasons for this change in your mix, like you sold more to customers which are generally low margin for you all. I mean, anything, any difficulties on their end or some better pricing that they would receive from other
companies? No, it was not. It's only the market sluggish demand which has led to this. There is no market share shift which has happened with those customers. And the general demand in those markets in terms of UK had sluggish growth. We all know about it. And that was the reason. And for USA, what we got a little bit hit of our one of our customers was because of the tariff situation, but on the percentage side, it's very small. And when we wanted to ramp up our capacities and how we were ramping up our capacities, there was some aggressive pricing given to our current customers and other customers to see that the ramp up also happens in speed. Because right now we are walking on that tightrope of ramp up and balance together.
Correct.
Yeah.
All the best. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Nikhil Rao from iThought PMS. Please proceed.
So I have three questions on my side. So first one is, how much revenue is being generated through quick commerce in the domestic market currently? And do you have any specific plans to capitalize on the quick commerce boom in India?
So from the domestic e-commerce business, we've never been very successful in that because of the type of products and the low value of SKUs are there. When we look at quick commerce, we did have some traction on quick commerce with guys like some of the customers. We had some traction, but then they burn money and they sell. Otherwise, they don't burn money, then the sales go down.
Okay, so you're listed on Zepto and Blinkit through your distributors, is it?
So not right now, but
or are you directly involved?
So we had we have been principally only on a sale basis, and all of them moved to consignment base. So we did not want to move on that space. So we're looking at partners to have those businesses back again in place, and shortly we will get them.
Okay, okay. And my next question is, considering that the product portfolio is a bit concentrated, right? It's only consumer wear right now. And there's also customer concentration. So are you exploring any adjacencies like FMCG, beauty and personal care packaging, automotive, or medical disposables to combat these concentration risks?
We will try to balance the contribution of the products, what mix we have today. Currently not looking at medical, we do not have the current skill sets. Though we have our machines and equipments which are there in our factory are as capable to do all those medical parts because of the type of machinery we have. Over a period of time, we will look into these areas in terms of packaging and other areas if we could have some opportunity available at the right pricing point. Otherwise, we are adding some silicone products and some hydration and blow molding capabilities, which will add to our current categories.
Okay, okay. Reason I'm asking is because I think one of our competitors has
been I know.
in these areas.
Yes, yes, I understand that. So, but currently, we are not there.
Okay, okay. And one last question. Do you have the revised revenue, EBITDA and PAT guidance for FY26?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
The revised guidance, revenue, EBITDA and PAT for FY26 for this year.
It will be definitely improving as Q3, Q4 looks good. We have got enough orders. But then right now we can't comment on what will be it, but definitely it will improve. So we have got enough projects in hand, which we need to execute in Q3, Q4. So things look good for Q3, Q4.
Okay, okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to ask a question. Please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Gandhi from Glorytel Capital Management. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Hi, sir. As this plasticware industry or business is highly fragmented with many, many players present, how does our company differentiate in terms of quality of product and other capabilities from others?
You're right, Gaurav. The plastic industry is absolutely fragmented with very small players available. The markets what we operate requires a different set of capabilities which we have gathered over a period of time in terms of production processes, quality demands, compliances, customer interaction, customer portal servicing. There are a lot of other soft factors which come into play
which we have over a period of time have been able to control well and do a good job on that. And based on that only, we are having this traction of having one of the largest houseware exports from India as our company is doing in that category. So for that, say, from the competitive perspective, those are not our competitors. We always have to benchmark competition from Chinese factories, and that we are trying to fight. I hope I have answered you clearly.
Yeah. And sir, how much revenue do you see your bamboo business will be contributing to overall revenue in next, let's say, 3 to 4 years?
It could be a sizable revenue if what we are looking at is its revenue mix. It could be as good and big as our current businesses, what we have. It's a big opportunity what we have. So right now we are looking at 4,000 cubic capacity, and then we'll increase our cubic ramp-up capacity there.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you everyone for joining the call today, and we hope we are able to satisfactorily give the answers which participants have raised. We will be on our job in terms of our guiding principles of getting the best efficiencies to our businesses and serve our customers and investors in the same breath. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of All Time Plastics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.
Thank you.